Since I'm not able to speak French, this presentation will be in English. Sorry for that. Just a brief introduction about myself. My name is Giancarlo Bo. I'm an engineer and project manager of European projects, and I'm working with Imaginary, which is an Italian SME, dealing with the design and development of serious games, so from the commercial perspective, let's say. But we are also involved in several funded projects, mainly funded by the European Commission. This is one of our most important projects, the Rehab at Home project, and I'm going to tell you something about that. The title is quite self-explanatory, in the sense that the idea of Rehab at Home is to exploit gaming technologies together with technological infrastructure to support rehabilitation processes at home. We consider post-stroke patients as a reference, but the idea is to consider in the project more extensively both physical and cognitive rehabilitation, because often in neurological disease you have both the problems together in different percentages. So the idea is to explore how games could help in dealing with these kind of situations. Couple of words about the consortium. It's a European project. It's funded by the European Commission under the seventh framework program, in particular the health team, which is team one in the program. We have nine partners from four different countries, as it is normally in this kind of projects. You need more countries. We have Germany, Italy, Austria, and Israel. Without going into the details of the different partners, it's important to notice that we have two rehabilitation centers as partners. And I'm underlining this, and one is the Fondazione Don Carlo Gnocchi in Italy, and the other one is a similar institution in Austria. Why I'm saying this and underlining this? Because in this kind of projects, it's important to have patients. And having these partners in the consortium gives us the possibility of going to the details of the human-centered research, not just technological-based solutions, which are not tested or are not based on real needs and real experiences in the rehabilitation field. The project started less than 1 year ago and is going to last for 3 years. This to say that after less than 1 year, we don't have relevant results with respect to experimentation with real users and already developed games. We are still in the phase of analyzing problems and trying to understand how games could be used to help in certain rehabilitation processes. What's the basis of this project? Normally, when you are post-stroke patient, you have in the very early days before after the event, after you got ill, you have intensive therapy in the hospital. But this normally doesn't last for more than 1 week, 2 weeks. After that, there are rehabilitation centers where you can go for a certain period. But it's known that due to the characteristic of our brain, in order to have a good rehabilitation process, it would be important to have a continuous process which is during for quite a lot of time. This means having something at home. Normally, when you go home after basic rehabilitation, you have indications about what to do and what not to do. But the real problem is that being maybe alone at home, having to perform exercises, can be boring, can be disappointing. Often there is a problem of depression. These patients try at the beginning, because they are enthusiastic and they want to get better. But it happens that since you don't see immediate results, after a certain time, the process is stopped, or in any case, is not efficient enough. So the idea is to give something that can be used at home, so a basic platform, software and hardware platform that can be used at home, can be engaging, can be funny, can be something that the user, the patient, wants to use. More than this, the idea is to have something that can be that can involve also family members, in order to have a process which is not just for the patient, but is involving the context where the patient is living. Furthermore, the idea is that also a kind of remote support should be provided to the patient and to the family members. This means having a communication line, a communication mechanism with therapists, with physicians, with persons, with experts that can offer a support when needed. This means also having a kind of monitoring of the patients as much as possible automatic through the game. The idea is to use the game to monitor the patient through the measurement of performances, but also through the integration of sensors in the system. So the patient can give, through the game, explicit feedbacks, but the idea is to be able to gather also implicit feedbacks through sensors and through the behavior of the user with respect to the game. These are the basic ideas for the project. A detail on that is not just a matter of using game for rehabilitation, it's a matter of also of offering a different social dimension to the patient. So to promote social inclusion, we introduced this aspect, so the integration of the game-based technologies with other kind of technologies more related to networking, to social networking, for instance, or in any case to communication with the different actors in the process. This was explicitly requested by the European call for proposals. So it was important to consider not just pure therapy, but also mental aspects and social aspects. The research approach, in few words, is a completely user-centered design approach, in the sense that we have users, we have specialists, we have therapists involved in the project, so it's feasible and quite easy to collect information from real users, or in any case from the real actors of the overall rehabilitation process. This is what is ongoing, user-centered studies with the different actors, and we have a lot of information which is helping us in designing something that next year, hopefully, we'll be able to present as a result of this research. Without going into the details here, the problem is that in a user-centered design approach, it's important to consider many aspects, not just the technology. Offering a piece of technology and try to use it often is disappointing, and no good results can come from such an approach. We have to consider social aspects, practical aspects, market, and technology, of course. But in this diagram, we try to summarize all these aspects we are considering in the project, just to say it, which is quite a complex process. The research approach is based on user requirements analysis. Also, in this case, it's not necessary to go into the details. The idea is that we study the users, we study the needs, we collect requirements, we design application scenarios which are relevant from the point of view of the therapists, but can be relevant also from the point of view of the user, in order to have, in any case, a context where we want to put our technological solution. From the technical perspective, we have to consider many different technologies, not just games. It's difficult to read, unfortunately, but I think that the presentation will be made available on the website, so if somebody is interested in going to the details, it should be more readable than that. The project is at the center of this complex system of different kind of technologies. On one side, we have the hardware. Gaming platform. We have many interesting gaming platforms that can be used for promoting rehabilitation processes. Kinect, the Wii, but not only. We are not just thinking about a person jumping in front of a TV, because in many cases this might not be useful. So we need to think also to other technologies and sensors that can be used to promote not only physical activities, but also cognitive activities. Or in any case, detailed movements. I will show you some ideas a little bit later. Then we have on the other side the software. Software means games, of course, because the platform will be game-based, but means also many other aspects, interfacing with doctors, interfacing with family members, interfacing with other patients, visualization or monitoring data. You see there are many kind of diagrams which are normally used to present to a doctor some medical parameters that could be used to monitor remotely the patient. Basic parameters, heartbeat rate, breathing, that could be a very, very basic example. But we have sensor for any kind of medical parameter nowadays, and we are exploring also that part, because glucose could be relevant for certain patients. So we try to understand what can be integrated in the patient environment in order to have a clear observation of progresses, of a proper execution of exercises, the proper following of a program, not to have a patient not doing anything for 1 week, for instance, because that could be really a problem. And then we have in the lower part of the image, all the Web 2.0 applications that can be considered in order to make the patient's life better, to improve the quality of life by communication, by feeling, in any case, followed, by feeling more comfortable in the rehabilitation process. I don't go into the details of the architecture. You can see it's very complex. At the center, we have a game engine, of course. In terms of interaction tools, two of them you know very, very well. Maybe the leap motion is less known. It's something that came out on the market on the 22nd of July last summer. And it's a very interesting device because it's very sensible and you can, for instance, use it. At least we're making experiments on that. Use it in order to force the patient in doing very, very precise movements that can be important for certain kind of rehabilitation. So with respect to the Kinect, at least the model currently available has, for instance, a problem. If I'm in front of the Kinect, that's fine. If I'm like that, it's very difficult to distinguish the two legs. This will be improved in the next version of the Kinect, at least this is what Microsoft is claiming, but this will be available in the future. So we need to keep open to new technological solutions, but we know and we are studying the limitations of the existing technologies. Okay, the Wii devices are very well known, are based on accelerometers mainly, or similar technologies. Is a good solution, but also a mobile phone nowadays can be used to do exercises because gyroscopes and accelerometers are there too. Sensors, this is just an idea of which kind of medical sensors could be integrated in the system. Gaming experiments in progress. We are doing experiments in our labs in Imaginary, mainly using the Kinect. We bought the Leap Motion. We are doing this kind of stuff at present. In parallel, we are studying the users. Next year, I hope we'll be able to present the results of the first results of this research. Nothing more to say. This is the last slide. It's just a summary of what I've said up to now. So I would close here. Thank you for your attention. It is, but we realized in this initial phase of the project, we realized that in any case, especially going to the Gnocchi Institute, for instance, and observing how they work, there are activities that cannot be done at home in an easy way. But there are also very simple activities that they push in their structure that could be, let's say, offered in a similar way, but using this kind of technology. They use, for instance, balls. You have to move the balls somewhere. It is a physical exercise, but something similar could be proposed using the technology. And this is the main aim of the project. Of course, not everything that can be done in an hospital can be done at home. But we are aware of that, for sure.
Before Julian asks this question, I would like to ask you, what about, because you were speaking about Web 2.0, and what about this kind of relationship between professional or caregivers?
Because there are existing at home, even at home, but they are living outside home.
No, for sure. But the idea here is to try to develop a platform which is flexible, can be reconfigured, being modular, so you can offer to the patient different kind of services according to the specific needs. So also in terms of communication with the caregivers, if there is a specific need to add a caregiver at home, one per week, for instance, okay, this is something we cannot substitute with the technology. But if the patient is more self-confident, having the chance of exchanging through Facebook, I don't know, with a caregiver or with a doctor or with a nurse, just saying, today I'm not feeling very well. That's the idea, is to improve the quality of life in general, so having anche a better social inclusion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. It is possible to have a look on your schedule about all the elements to integrate in your project. It is
You mean the schedule of the project?
In your PowerPoint. You have showed us four elements to integrate on the project. You have said technology.
Let's see if I'm able to go back.
You're the arouse.
Yeah.
Back arouse.
Okay. You mean this one?
No.
Four? Yes.
This one?
Yes, this one.
Okay.
Yes. So you said us that you have 4 points. Four elements?
No, let's say that it is a cyclical approach.
Okay.
And we are going to have three cycles during the whole duration of the project. The duration is 3 years, and we are going to have a cycle per year. So the idea is analysis of scenarios, elicitation of requirements, design of something, a solution, evaluation, an assessment with the involvement of all the actors, so patients, family members, and doctors and professionals, and then back. Because the idea is that after each assessment phase, we should have new requirements, new requests, new ideas. We are going to have three prototypes. The first one, which is going to be released before the end of this year, won't be a real prototype, an integrated prototype. It will be what we call a technological demonstrator. Bits and bytes of pieces of technologies, hardware, software, mock-ups of interfaces, something that can be used to stimulate the users and to make them help us in better understanding what we should provide. The idea is to have a real integrated demonstrator only at the end of the project, before the end of the project, because also that one will be, let's say, tested and assessed through trials, real trials.
Okay, so I agree. But the question is about juridic elements, because as your project is designed for using at home, the question is how to make the link between the medical team and the patient at home, because you have security for the data coming yes. from home to the hospital, yes. for instance. So when you have iterative approach, how can you do to implement this kind of element?
Closer to the end, not now. We are trying in a case to apply what is normally called a privacy by design approach, in the sense that, by the way, this system need to be personalized. The game need to be personalized, because we can design what we want, but the real application of a game for a certain patient need to be personalized. So we need to collect personal information. And this is always a problem. So we need to think when we design the solution that we have that problem. Second aspect, more related to the exploitation of the results of the project. Integration of such an idea into existing public healthcare system, for instance, or private healthcare systems. They have processes, they have procedures, they have methods, they use them. And at least in Italy, it's not easy at all to introduce a new piece of technology in the panorama, in the landscape of what is offered by the public healthcare system. This is considered, and this is clearly written in the proposal, that we will need to explore in depth those aspects. But that part will be possible when we'll be closer to the end of the project and we'll have a kind of product in our hands, something that concretely will support certain processes.
So next year at SIGAMED, a demonstration.
Yes.
Very good.
That's the idea.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One more question, He was censored.
Very short question, yes. Please. And a short answer, please.
Yeah. Out of schedule.
With a man wearing a short.
Hello. First of all, sorry for my bad English, but I really want to ask you my questions. By reading the tutorial, I was thinking this is about a small home project. I was thinking about a high system integrate at home to play something to providing the quality of life. But when I see your slide, and then I recognize that it's just a game. You play a game with the sensor Kinect with the device lips. It's what we are doing with my companion Genius. We in the project as a game, we play the game with sensor Kinect with lips. So my question is, what the difference or what the speciality of your projects when I see the IT game projects?
You're right.
One sentence answer, please.
Indeed, we started from an analysis of the state of art, because there are many research activities, both on the hardware side and on the software side. In brackets, this proposal was originally written for the ICT program, and it was rejected because it was not clear how the various technologies should be integrated into a coherent system. Indeed, we had to work on that part. The idea is not to have the game or the Kinect, is to have an environment, a complex environment, a technology-based environment, where the user can interact, can do things, can feel better. So the idea is not just the technology. That's the basis, and we know that there are many, many activities on that, and we are studying those activities because reinventing the wheel is, of course, not a good job.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.